There is a tragic story to the painting of this young woman with her sketch pad and pencil. The story was uncovered by Claudia Müller, a provenance researcher at the Albertinum, together with her colleagues.
For me, the case of the lady with the drawing pad and pencil by Karl Christian Vogel von Vogelstein is very important, since we could precisely trace the provenance of the work. The painting was acquired in 1940 by the Dresden Gallery, then still under Hans Posse.
Posse, then the director of the paintings gallery, bought the work from a Munich art dealer in 1940. The art dealer's archive also documented the painting's previous owner, an art dealer in Vienna.
So that pointed to a Viennese art dealer involved in the Nazi clearances of homes belonging to Jewish families, or taking this painting from such a clearance to sell it.
Through further research, the provenance team could trace the painting to Jenny, Malvina and Berta Rosauer. In the late 1930s, these three elderly sisters from a Jewish family were living together in an apartment in Vienna. In 1938, after Austria's annexation into the German Reich, the Nazi authorities ordered all Jews in the country to submit a list of all their assets, and the list compiled by the three sisters has survived.
The list includes the paintings they owned, and under number 59, we found Karl von Vogelstein, picture of a woman artist with a view of Naples.
The sisters were driven out of their apartment and into a ghetto house where one of them died. The other two sisters were murdered in the Treblinka concentration camp. When Hans Posse acquired this painting in 1940 for the Dresden Paintings Gallery, he may well have suspected it had been previously owned by a Jewish family. After all, Posse knew a lot about what was going on. Not only was he director of the Dresden Paintings Gallery, but in 1939 he was appointed special envoy for Hitler's planned museum project in Linz. In the war years, Posse was unable to put Karl von Vogelstein's painting on display. Like so many of Dresden's art treasures, it was taken to Wiesenstein Palace near Pirna for safe storage. It remained there as a loan well into the 1970s and was then returned to the Albertinum. In 2011, after the painting's provenance had been traced, it was restituted to the Rosauer family and was then acquired legally by the museum.